Hi everyone, Sainmian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Trump Newcomb, and here's what he has to say. Hello, Mr. Sainmian. During a Telegram conversation about the New Zealand trans weightlifter named Laurel Hubbard affecting women's Olympic chances, women in the replies were complaining that it's now unfair. The conversation went on in a different direction, and not a single woman mentioned holding other women responsible for ushering in this woke change, but instead blamed all men. This led me to the thought, which you've most likely covered previously, that in order for any change in society, especially when it comes to men's rights, to balance back to neutral, women must be allowed to suffer to a considerable extent, be it financial, emotional, or physical. Only then will women assess what's in their best interests and make some compromise. What women must be able to understand is that men who've taken the red pill don't want to compromise, as we've tasted freedom and will never give it up for a few meat curtain deals. Mr. Sainmian, with your various connections worldwide, I'm curious to what percentage has MGTOW increased in other countries in the last 10 years, and what your estimates are before women in society began to panic about how much they've messed up with feminism and other forms of communist anti-male rhetoric. Thank you for everything you do from a loyal MGTOW. Well, Trump Newcomb, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Before I get to it, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, "Why is MGTOW a real thing?" Thanks for pushing your buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to the women with both an X and a Y chromosome competing as women in the Olympics Clown World Show. When I hear women complaining about men that decided to transition, compete, and win in women's sports, I want women to cry me a river with their thought tears, dear. I've also heard women use the argument that it's unfair that male-to-female trans athletes are competing against biological women. Boo-hoo. That's when you can sarcastically say that the women saying this are actually being transphobic, and that athletes like Laurel Hubbard are actually women, and they're brave, and that if she speaks like that, you might have to tell her boss and co-workers that she's not being tolerant. Let's just see how they feel with the looming threat of cancel culture destroying their lives hanging over their heads. Women hate it when you use their own games back at them. That usually signals to them that they have to change their games. But when a woman brings up arguments that Laurel was born biologically a male, then you will pretty much have to say that she's not a male anymore. It seems like the high-heeled shoe is on the other foot, a male foot that now identifies as a female foot. Wokesters have been gaslighting everyone and making them think they're crazy. Now it's your turn to make the women that are critical of male-to-female athletes feel the same way, by saying that chromosomes don't matter, and that gender is just a social construct. You probably believe that isn't the case, but you're being politically correct, and women can get angry at you all they want. But they don't have any arguments they can throw back in your face, so they just end up getting angry and frustrated. Keep a straight face as you watch them lose it. You're right, Trump Newcomb. They have to suffer financially, emotionally, and physically with regards to pain. They see those women competing with male-to-female trans athletes, and they know those women are disadvantaged and can't possibly win the tournament, medal, and prize money, and the social status that comes from being number one. So they empathize with those women because of female-owned group preference. You're right, only once the trans athletes make a farce of the Olympics and professional sports will women finally fight to abolish trans women competing with biological ones. Then the culture will change because male feminists will need to change their woke politically correct ways so they can simp for women and possibly have a chance to sleep with them at some point. A while back, I first saw lesbians complaining that they were being pressured to sleep with male-to-female trans women. I even said that the best hope for a young incel that wanted to have sex was to potentially transition into a female appearance, and then he could get sex from women that way. There are even ways to transition without hormones, so you don't have to do any permanent damage. Some lesbians that were only into biological women were actually made to look like bigots, because they wouldn't agree to sleep with a trans woman. I got a real kick out of that story. But my belief is that the moment neo-Marxism and the woke gender-bending ideology are no longer in women's advantage and best interests is when the culture will start to change. Hopefully we're almost there as women are really starting to get mad and more individuals with X and Y chromosomes are competing against their sisters and stealing all their prize money and attention. The thing about the radical left and postmodernists is that they believe that everything is about power. They feel that men oppress them so they have to take power away from men. But I don't think they ever thought that some men would change their bodies and appearance to take away the power of women. After all, most women present themselves as powerless victims. And by admitting that women's power comes from their soft and squishy facade of weakness, they are showing men that they aren't as powerless and as innocent as they would actually like men to think. I'm predicting that there'll be a push against trans women's rights to compete in women's sporting events in the coming year or so. There might be a creation of some sort of special trans Olympics category, the way we have Olympic Games for the disabled immediately after the main games. Women won't blame other women for male to female athletes competing. Instead, if you ask them, they'll blame the trans athletes themselves. And I've heard a woman use the whole chromosomal difference argument, which goes against what leftists and postmodernists are trying to achieve. Women are dealing with serious cognitive dissonance in this situation, and they know that woke ideology has gone too far. But how do they stop it without giving the game away? The game, of course, is to use whatever game is necessary to keep men obedient and under control. So that's why we're seeing the rise of women running back to traditional values after appearing to abandon feminism and other values on the left. The zebras are painting spots on themselves after they've covered their stripes, but underneath they're still the same. This goes for the majority of female men's rights activists as well as the ones that have seen the so-called light and are now becoming good conservative women baking pies in ovens and merrily taking cream pies on their face. If you want to know what woke is and where it came from, I suggest you look at today's not-so-mystery link. Woke ideology is based on faulty, irrational ideas, and that's why I believe it appeals to women and leftists so much. It's their version of the red pill. And when they go out and topple statues and cancel people, that's their woke pill rage. Maybe I should trademark that saying before someone else steals it from me. After all, I'm the one that came up with red pill rage almost 8 years ago now. And I think this one has the potential to catch on even more. Trump Newcomb, you want me to tell you when I believe that women will panic because of the red pill? I think they're starting to panic now, but it's not obvious. They just say things like, men on hormones aren't women, and it's not fair. And then they start to take on arguments of the right because those arguments are better in women's favor. You also wanted to know how much MGTOW has progressed in other countries, besides the West in the last few years. In Brazil, it blew up as women stopped being Catholics and instead began becoming feminists. And for a time in early 2019, that country had the greatest number of men going their own way in Brazil, if you look at the Google Trend searches. In China, we're also seeing the lying flat movement, where mostly men are now just working as little as they can, and not getting married or having children because the system is rigged against them. The Chinese, of course, scrub all mention of this ideology from their internet, which is behind the Great Firewall of China. But the cat is baked into the Kung Pao chicken, and the government doesn't know what to do about this. They can silence the idea, but young Chinese men will have heard about it and will start talking to one another in person, even if they can't online. The MGTOW red pill versus the leftist woke pill is just one battle we recognize and we've been fighting. But soon our red pill battle will have to shift against women that take the traditional pill and start being homemakers, and this will trickle on a blue pill men into men's rights, as well as PUA incel communities. Even some men going their own way will fall for it, believing that women have now seen their terrible ways and will reform their behavior to supposedly respect men again. All this talk about being woke and political correctness kind of reminds me of a recent Joe Rogan podcast where he interviews Quentin Tarantino. Tarantino says that the reason the 1980s movies suck so much was because of political correctness back then. He says that the reason Bill Murray was so popular back then was because in most of his films he started off as an entitled jerk, but in the end he sees the error of his ways and starts treating women with respect. And the politically correct audiences back then really liked that. That he was like a heathen that had been converted to their faith of wokeness by the end of the film. In Groundhog Day, he even gets out of his temporal causality loop by being a nice simp to Roddy McDowell. In Scrooge, he goes from being a spoiled executive to helping his black employee's child. He sees how he's being selfish and possibly even racist, and he changes his ways, and he redistributes his wealth. Tarantino didn't say it, but the 20-teens were terrible for films because of most of our current issues with wokeness and political correctness. People are afraid to make innovative films because they might offend someone. After all, Nomadland won Best Picture last year, and it's a film where nothing really happens. Nothing offensive, that is. The most controversial thing in the film was Amazon abusing their workers. But the film itself is about a woman that felt empowered enough to live in a van after the husband and company that supported her for decades were both dead. Normally, women would be in panic mode at that point. But there she was, choosing to live a nomadic existence like she was 25 years old, living in a van down by the river and traveling the country. She's also so independent that she even turns down a man that would have given her a permanent place to live with him. She has no children and she just bounces around where the wind takes her. She's lying flat and going her own way in a van. But basically, it's mental masturbation for women to make them feel like they can handle any and all emotional and financial pain and suffering in this life. They want to be the woman on screen, but in the end, most can't, and they settle down for some shell of a man. Trump Nukem again, some women are in panic mode, it's just silent, and they're pretending to be traditional so they can fight off the trans women that are now chipping away at the traditional power that women have had. Supporting trans rights has helped women win power over men so far, but now it's starting to cost them power, so it too now must be cancelled. Of course, it's not that simple because there are a lot of women that buy into it, and a lot of women that don't. So I suspect that the smart women will dump it first and get the best men for themselves that are against feminism, and then the other women will see that and they'll change their minds about trans rights too and dump it. Women will demand that only women are allowed to compete for prize money and attention with other women, and that the trans women will need to have their own competitions. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Trump Nukem for another donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that some incel men were smart enough to turn themselves into women without hormones so they could pressure lesbians into sleeping with them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that change their value system to suit their best interests away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.